You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
Hi, Big Wigs. You're in for a fresh, new, hot, give it to ya episode. We're so happy you're here.
Give it to me, baby.
Oh, I do.
That's where I went. My brain went when you said, give it to me.
Give it to me, baby. Is that kind of like a sex song?
Yes.
I hope so.
Cool. Yeah. Cool.
As a kid, probably thought it was chicken fingers.
It's like watching the movie Grease. I had no idea that they were having sex in the car.
Oh, really?
Rizzo and Kaniki. Well, I thought they were making out, but they got all hazy in there. And I go, oh my God, they're sweating. They better get the air conditioner
on. Do you
know
that Grease was the only movie I ever watched as a child and teenager? Like on repeat. Like it didn't leave the VHS.
Yeah, that was your movie of choice.
1,000. I had the original poster framed in my bedroom. I was a psychotic Grease person.
Really?
I met Kaniki. I got an autograph. I went to
Kaniki? That's the one you decided to meet?
No, well, he was at this, like, there was like a sing-along in Philadelphia. And
oh,
you know when people have like cute sweet 16 parties?
Yes, of course. Bar mitzvahs?
I went to the Grease sing-along. I was probably the oldest person there, but he was there and I had to meet him.
Was this your birthday party?
I think so. 15, maybe. I was old. I was old for it, but I was like so into it. I used to do jokes about Grease and stand up, you know?
Okay. About your, this was like your first movie that you watched, kind of like that whole bit?
I'm still obsessed. If Grease is on TV, it goes on.
Is it because it's a musical or you just love the characters? You loved the development? You love the plot?
All of it.
All of it.
The answer?
All of it.
Like all my old friends, like I have like drawings of like me drawing like Grease stuff. I was a loser.
Not a loser. Grease is an iconic movie.
It is.
But here, let me ask you this. What Grease character are you?
I'm a cross, I think.
Ooh, you're a cross. A hybrid?
Here's the thing. I finally did Grease in college and I played Marty, you know, with the glasses.
Yeah.
Make me look smarter. I think I'm a hybrid. I'm a Sandy Rizzo hybrid, you know, where I can kind of like, I'm like a bad Sandy, where it's like, you know, she's okay. A nerd and she's good, but she likes to dress hot.
You're leather Sandy.
Bad Sandy. Yeah, that's what they call her. Good Sandy, bad Sandy.
Yeah.
Yeah, bad Sandy.
You're the bad Sandy?
Who are you?
Where she takes the cigarette and she's like, tell me about it,
stud.
Yeah, you know it.
Yeah, I know it. That was one of my mom's favorites.
You saw my one woman show, which can I plug? It's happening May 9th.
What?
May 9th at Joe's Pub. Please come. Please get tickets. Dre is in it. We wear wigs. It's fucking silly.
We're writing a whole new segment.
In my show, I sang Grease because that was my audition song. I used to sing There Are Worse Things I Could Do by Rizzo, the Rizzo song.
Right. Oh, God. And it was good. It was really good. Yeah, Grease is a classic. It'll always be a classic.
Sorry, I cut you off because I was self-promoting.
Totally.
What were you asking about?
I was asking what Grease character, now that we're talking about Grease, fantastic movie. I always loved, I think I'm a hybrid between Frenchie and Bad Sandy.
Mm.
Oh, you are so Frenchie.
Am I? What? Oh, what?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't get that.
But Frenchie's a little bit... you know, I'm feeling forward. So I'm always like, is everybody okay? And I want them to be included. But then also I've got a badge side and I, you know, love drinking, have a little fun.
She likes to go out.
Wait, so
can I tell you something? I actually believe that my best impression in this entire world is Frenchie.
Bitch, why have you never done it before?
I did it once on TikTok. No one.
Did you have the red hair and the little pink jacket?
I did. No, I had the pink hair because I did the there was like a filter like on TikTok.
A Frenchie filter.
Just like pink hair.
Oh my
and
God.
So I put on the pink hair and I did.
Wait. Pause right here. We're going to go find the clip. We're going to insert it right here on the YouTube. Insert clip.
I got to find it. But I only like doing the one line where she goes, I can't do it because I'm laughing.
No. Muster it up.
It's one line.
She goes, I had a little trouble in tinting class. In fact, I had a little trouble in all my classes. Beauty school sure isn't what I thought it would be.
It wasn't good. But I did it better on the TikTok.
Oh my gosh.
Boy, man, is that good.
Sure. You know, I have a whole repertoire of impressions. I just don't think anyone would give a fuck if I posted them.
Dust them off because we're going to need them. I don't know why you've been withholding this from us. I'm offended.
Should I repost this?
Please repost it.
I could just redo it. You know, I just got to find the pink hair filter.
Beauty school dropout. You know who I am? I'll be the
teen angel.
an angel. That's why. Because I was always the leftover character in all the school plays. Like, you get it. You get it.
Oh, no.
And it was just, like, I relate so much to one of the angels. But I love that scene when they did the beauty school dropout and her favorite singer.
Yeah.
Yes. So, yeah, like, I love Tammy Reynolds.
What's the Tammy Reynolds movie? Whatever.
Yes.
She's like drooling over him.
Right. And we're all confused.
Isn't that it, though?
I had a little trouble in tinting class.
That's absolutely fantastic.
I had a little trouble.
Thanks. I'll work on it all night.
That's great.
No, that's a really good one. I don't know why. You've been gatekeeping. I really don't. Because, like, hello, I love your niche characters.
Don't you have certain lines, like, from things that you, like, movies or stuff that when you were younger that you would do, and you didn't know it was, like, an impression, but you were, like,
totally.
You would say it and do it.
Yes. Edna Mode. But I made Edna Mode into a character, but I love the way I was obsessed with Edna Mode, the character.
Edna Mode is the glasses.
Yes.
What? Who is it? Who are you? What?
See?
My God, you've gotten fat.
That was the one line I did. The my God, you've gotten fat.
When I first moved to New York City, I love that we're talking about this. I had on my resume that my resume was like Roxy Hart in Chicago, like, you know, Marty in Greece, like whatever, you know, any theater gigs I've done.
Yeah.
And then under special skills, I had impressions. And the first one I put was Dr. Evil.
You get out of here right now.
We got to hear that.
Wait, do you know how many auditions I went to where they looked at my resume? Because this was like back in my theater days. Yeah. They looked at my resume and they were like, I'm sorry, we're going to have to hear a little bit of that Dr. Evil impression. And I'd be in like a dress and I'd look cute and be like, oh, all right, it's on there.
Okay. I forgot that I put it on there. This is like clickbait for resumes. Like, wait, I'm sorry, we got to hear this Dr. Evil.
From the moment I heard Frau say I had a clone, I knew that I'd be safe because I'd never be alone. An evil doctor shouldn't speak aloud about his feelings, my heart, and my feelings. I know Scott. I would do the whole rap.
Oh, the whole way, you know, Scott.
It wasn't even just like a,
Yeah, Frau. I was going to say. I was like, that's easy, Anna, please.
I would do the entire rap.
You were committed to the bit.
Run the business of the family. I was really committed to the bit.
Oh, Scott, please. He's kind of like a Caitlin.
A little bit. But I just remember being like, so, and they'd be like, okay, thank you. And they're like, why the fuck did that girl put Dr. Evil on her resume?
That's such a unique thing, though. And I always go back and forth with what to put under special skills on a resume. Because you go, what do they want to know? I always say impressions, obviously.
I know.
No one's ever asked me like that.
It was scary. Because I don't think people did that back then. Yeah. This is, you know, 1845. I don't know when I moved to New York. Like a whole long time. I'll tell you one thing.
The Mesozoic era.
Mortified. I was really good at Spanish growing up. Like I took Spanish all through school. I was my concentration in college. I was just good at language. Okay. Yeah. Can I speak Spanish? No, but I can like get by if I needed to.
Yes.
And so I put conversational Spanish on my resume.
Love.
Walked into an audition, did my audition, and then the casting person, she's looking at my resume and starts speaking to me in fast Spanish. And I was like, it took me off guard. She didn't even ask a question about it. She just literally goes, you know, like started saying something. And I looked at her and I go, I was like, what? And she goes, see, I'm sick of these people putting conversational Spanish on their resumes if they don't actually speak Spanish. And I was like,
the girl had a hidden agenda and it was to find people that are not conversational.
It almost made me feel like she's like, you're a fucking racist for putting that on. And I was like,
exactly.
I was like, here's the thing. I studied it for 1,000 years. I could speak it with an accent if I needed to. If you needed me to also do this commercial in a fucking Spanish, you know, I could do it. But
I think we're very lenient with the word conversational because I also say conversational. That does not mean I can have a full on quick convo.
Right.
But we're back on the streets of Guadalajara. I didn't say that.
No. Yeah.
I said, hola, como está, de donde eres. Of course, okay, I put a little bit of accent.
I even speak better Espanol than you.
You get a lot of practice with Hilaria. You should have been like, listen, that was for a character. Listen. It's Hilaria.
Yeah. So silly. Anyway.
It is silly. The things you put
on resume.
I don't even
know how we got off that.
It was quite a tangent.
But, it was a tangent beyond.
But we are back. Because it's because I said, give it to me, baby, about 10 minutes ago.
And I was like, and I'm back in middle school. Okay.
With Greece. So that's great. What we need to get to is a lot of updates.
Dre moved. Dre started jobs. Dre, give us the updates. Mike and I were both literally like, how's the apartment?
Yeah, we got to know.
How was the move? Because that's a stressful time in life.
The move was stressful. I'm just going to give you that. We're officially in the new spot. But I won't bore you with the details. You guys just need to know that I haven't texted either Anna or Mike back in like, I don't know, 7 days, which is an eternity.
Okay. We still accept her.
Podcast world. You know what I mean? They're like, are you alive? So it was just, yeah, moving. You gotta get out of the space, go to the storage unit, get the new space, organize all the things.
Did you get rid of your storage unit?
I still have it, but we need to move everything out by the next week. So we've got a little bit of leniency there.
Got it.
But the new apartment's great. I did a first meal there, and it was thin strip steak. I did a little rosemary last night. All right. Sizzling it up.
Oh my God, you like cooked?
Well, it's because I also work at Eataly, so I passed the meat counter on the way out. And I said, well, I got to get some flank steak.
Hell yeah, you do.
That's how they get you, man.
That's how, no, I'm going to spend my whole paycheck at Eataly.
I used to work in retail when I was younger. My mom was like, this is a bad idea. She's like, did you make money this week? I'm like, got three pairs of jeans.
Yep.
The discount's always great, but I'm never going to make back the money that I spend, but it was absolutely delicious flank steak.
Nice. That's
give
nice.
Give it to them there. So,
I'm just impressed you cooked. I feel like when I move, I'm like, unless everything is like perfectly set up, I'm like, it's pizza until I'm set up. Like I have to order in until I'm like good.
That's so smart. The only thing I did, because now we have a duplex. So it's two floors. The top floor is a kitchen and a sunroom and like the main little living room area. So
that's nice.
The one thing, it's very nice. I mean, that's the reason why we moved in there. I was like, okay, this is the same price that I was paying, but it's a duplex, so much more room. But the only thing I've unpacked is the kitchen.
Right.
And I was like, well, this is it. Cause now it's separate. I don't even see the boxes in the disaster of my room. I just see the kitchen.
Okay. That's nice.
My first inclination was to make steak. So we're living in it, but I do feel a little under pressure to just like get everything set up because I've got a wedding next weekend in Punta Cana. And that's, I'm like, my friends are all talking about their cute outfits. I'm like, I'm lucky if I have a clean pair of underwear right now.
I get it. I know how you feel. Remember when I was like, oh, I have this show this weekend. Oh, it's in a box in LA. I think this every day because all my shit's in storage in LA. Like I have clothing here, but I also packed for like winter. And I'm like, what happens when it's nice out? Like all my dresses and shorts are in LA.
It's living out of a box is just, it's not for the week.
You'll get to it. You gotta just do like one box at a time and then like break it down and you're like, wow, box done. Like it's how many boxes did you have?
Really peaceful outlook on this. You're like, just one box at a time.
Like I've moved like so 14 easy. Times yeah, in literally. The last year.
Literally about 20 boxes.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, it's not too bad. And the rest is in plastic bags.
Do you remember my number of units that I had when I moved from my New York apartment to LA? And I didn't even take, I left my apartment furnished.
What's a unit? A box?
Like boxes or like a coffee Large table or items. Whatever. Yeah. Guess how many? Just guess.
58.
64.
Ooh.
64. I told them I probably have like 20, 30 boxes. I don't know.
I love
just 64 boxes?
Not all
for
boxes.
For one person?
Like your Peloton counts as a unit.
Like still, that's a lot. Mirror.
Do mirrors count as one unit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've accrued a couple
of
mirrors.
Did I move a mirror? Yeah, I did move a mirror. You know, I wasn't going to move all that
shit.
But
then you left all your big furniture?
I left like a bed, a couch, you know, coffee table.
And you were still 64?
That's outdoor furniture.
Oh, outdoor furniture.
It's actually impressive.
I don't know how I had that many. Honestly.
I believe it.
I have a lot of things, you know?
Men and women live so differently.
Oh,
I should say this.
Yeah.
Cis men and women live so differently.
Yes.
Nick has three bags of clothes.
I love when she goes into the Italian accent for Nick. Like Nick is another to me. Nick only. That's how Nick talks.
Because
that is Nick.
That's where I go for him because I just complain about it. So I have to complain in a Danny DeVito voice.
The guy had three plastic bags, a desk, and a mattress.
That's it.
Meanwhile, I've got women just accrue so much more stuff.
Yeah.
Why do we have so much stuff?
I like getting rid of stuff, too. I'm like,
I don't believe that at all with your 64 units.
No, but I've gotten rid of so much shit because I've moved so much that I'm like, it's not even worth it anymore. Who the fuck cares?
Who cares?
If it's boxed up for a year, it's kind of out of my life, right. I think.
Here's the problem, though. You can't be too much of a minimalist because have you seen Kim Kardashian's house?
Yeah, I have. I like some of it.
What?
I like minimal.
I feel like I could roll a boulder across her floor and it would be normal. I don't feel homey in there. It feels very rigid. I feel cold. And I don't even see a couch to lay on. It's like this slopey art project. What is that?
I will say, I need a cozy couch. But you know me, I've lived in my apartment now. We've almost been there 7 years, 6 years. I've never hung anything on the wall. I have one thing in the bathroom that I had.
I love that art
thing. So that's like,
no, I'm obsessed with that.
Isn't that so silly though? I never, because I'm like, well, I don't own this place. Why would I like put stuff on the wall?
That's a tricky thing about New York, though.
I know.
You're also like you move so much. Not you, but like New Yorkers, you move so much. You just like, it's very hard to. Then you move to a new place. That painting doesn't fit in this place.
So true.
The aesthetic changes.
Yeah,
it's not the same as having a home.
Yeah,
you know.
And it's funny now that I'm back in my home, like, because I wasn't really there until, like, you know, we came back this fall. Like, I'm ordering a new piece for the front. And I was like, list the coffee table. I want to get rid of it. I want a different because it's so wide and the puppies keep fucking banging into it now that they jump all over the couch and stuff.
Yeah.
Literally, I thought Elton, like, snapped his neck on it yesterday because they play and they fight, and then I see him go right into that coffee table and I'm like, oh no,
he's gonna dislocate himself.
He can't, I can't afford it. So
oh my god,
so I'm like, new coffee table. I was like, the couch, we need a new couch for sure, but the couch can wait because there's still puppies. So I'm like, let them fuck up the couch a little more and then we'll get a new couch.
Are you selling your coffee table?
Yes,
I need a coffee table.
You want it? It's amazing. It's big.
But we're not. We're hitting.
It's too big. And here's the thing: I don't have a table in my apartment, so I eat at it, and it's too low because they're fucking climbing on the table now. And so I need one of those that like goes up with the tray. Yes. You know? My parents used to have one of those like fancy like
lift it up modern. Yeah.
Deet, 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 you know, because then they can't jump up there and take my fucking pasta.
That is true. I did have one of those, but the edges are very rigid. Just be careful with your legs. I would like dash it.
Yeah.
Maybe we just need to like baby proof our whole apartments.
Maybe. I was like, thank God we don't have the puppy gate up anymore because I was tripping. Remember, I was like, I'm bruised everywhere from fall. I fell into the fridge, like all over the place.
You walk away with gashes. It's not nice.
No, no. Anywho, I'm glad that you're moved because now we'll get to see Dre again. Like, you know, I always like, even when I'm like excited to be back here because I'm like, oh my God, we can like make this video. We should do this. We should do this. And I was like, she's not going to be available for like the next 2 weeks.
Just, just give me the 2 weeks to catch up. But now that I wish we moved at the same time. So it would just be a simultaneous stressful period. But now we're back. Yeah. We are so back, guys.
We're back.
Things are happening. And yeah, you had an update about, you stopped in at my place of work, but.
Oh my God. I did. I yesterday, it's funny. I was supposed to go to Philly yesterday and then I had an audition and I couldn't change it. And I was like, whatever. So I changed my plans. And so I had this audition in like Midtown and I like walked down in the fucking rain. I like
horrendous
walked down. Cause I was like, oh, I'll get on the train at 23rd Street. And I was like, oh, well, Eataly's right here. And I text Dre before I decide to go in. I go, are you at Eataly? Because I would have come to find you. And then I didn't hear back from her. So I thought, oh, she's probably not there. And I walked around. And you know me, I love the meat counter. But remember my story for those listening to the podcast. Like, if you listen to the episode where I talked about there used to be a guy at the meat counter who was creepy, who was fucking cringe. Mm. And I go to the meat counter. And I've seen this guy who's working there now. I'm a frequent flyer. And I go back. And I, you know, when someone knows what they want, you obviously know they're like a regular person. So I was like, I want a third of a pound of the dalava. You know, I don't want to be, I want a little more than a quarter. Okay. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, 18 or 34 month. And I said, 34 month, honey, hit it,
please
hit me with it. And he goes, here you go. Have a nice day. And I go, oh no, I also want to get a spicy sopressata. I see you have a couple of spicy ones up there. There's like a calabrese. I didn't know what I wanted for that. So I was like, is there one that you would like recommend? You know, like maybe that one. I like pointed to one and he looks at me and goes, do you know where our pre-cut meats are? There's like a spicy one in there. I would check that out. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I don't like the sound of this. Yeah.
I go, yeah, I know where the pre-cut meats are. I like coming here and getting it fresh and watching you slice it and giving me the taste and then sending me on my way with my little pouch because I know when it was sliced. Do you know what I mean? Like, yes, if I'm in a rush or I'm getting for like a party or something, sure, I might go to the
of course, I'm picking up a
pre-made.
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't even say anything.
Shocking.
Because what do you say from that? Dude, no one's in line. There's no one here. If it was busy, I could see him doing that.
Right.
There was no one else there. It was early.
I'm wondering if he's referring to the cheese counter, which also does spicy salami. And
that's the meat counter, the cheese counter. It's the same.
Oh, not like and then there's also like a big steak counter as well where you get like the fresh cut meat.
That's different.
Different. You were at the
cured meats counter. And I literally asked for one of those that I'm pointing to. And he goes, actually, you could just go. I'm like, what, from the meat you cut on like fucking Monday? No, I came here for a fresh cut
So what did he say to that response? Like, okay, I
didn't
say no.
I didn't say anything. I just said okay. And I guess what? I ended up buying one because I was like, whatever. I wanted it.
But you want, yeah. But the fresh.
You settled?
I settled.
I'm shocked. Oh, you settled.
I honestly, it took me by surprise.
Yeah.
And I was sort of like, I don't want to give this guy shit, but I also was like, wait, what? Like, I was surprised. I was like, oh, yeah. What?
No, you were in
they
the right
were sealed
there.
Up. Maybe he, I was like the first customer of the day and he didn't want to fucking like have to open it. But I was like, that's kind of your job.
It is, especially if there's no line.
No,
I'm not
line.
Happy with that. Yeah, I'm a little turned
tell,
off
you
by
You tell
that.
The big boss. You tell the big man.
I think I will. You immediately, fresh meat is always better than the packaged.
I don't even know who owns Eataly anymore.
It's one man. I just went through orientation.
I know.
It's
I was going to say, is Lydia Bastianich involved at all?
They don't sell her products anymore, but she might be coming back. But she was a huge
Yeah, I worked for Mario Batali and Lydia Bastianich back in the day when Eataly like was opening.
Was first starting, yeah. This main guy, Oscar Farinetti, started it. Then he had a co-CEO with him. And then they also brought in Lydia.
And Batali.
And Batali.
Batali was like the face of Eataly. Until Batali was not the face of anywhere. I worked for him for a month.
Shkadoosh. Yeah, he was the one that got convicted of.
Yeah, like.
Well, I think he did get acquitted, but I think the alleged behavior was very bad.
Yeah, it was bad.
So and whether he got acquitted, it doesn't necessarily mean, like he might
away.
Be legally acquitted, but that might just mean it might be.
Right.
He somehow disappeared from all of his restaurants.
Right. Right.
But I worked for him in
and
LA.
The chew, mm-hmm. And wherever the chew. He was. Yeah.
You'll love this. My mom used to live in Philly. She used to live in a building next door to like one of the people who was an interior designer for all of his restaurants. And my mom, when all this news came out about him, my mom was like, I took the elevator with him once because he was visiting. Like,
I already love the start of the story.
And she was like, and I could tell,
oh,
just from the elevator ride that he was a bad man.
No. From the She's elevator like, ride.
I mean, I'll give it to her. She lived on the 39th floor. They were fucking up there. So it must have been, it's a decent 10-second elevator ride.
They were in there for a minute. Oh, my gosh.
I was like, wow, Mom. You know when, like, your parents just want to be tell. Like, I knew it. I knew it. As soon as I read that article, I knew it. I'm like, okay, Mom.
Such a classic parent thing to say. Like, I told you so.
Yeah.
They get a rise out of saying that.
How about when I worked for him for a month, Mom, and I said, wow, as a maitre d', they're really not tipping me out well enough. I could just go back to, like, my old job, which I did, because I was like, they're...
Yeah.
It was stupid. Stupid.
The truth comes out eventually.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm sorry. I don't mean to throw your new place. I love Eataly. So I was disappointed. I was shocked.
No, I know. We should hold them to higher standards. I don't understand that at all. The guest is always you're welcoming the customer in.
You're
an enjoyable experience.
It was a weird time. It was a weird time, Eataly. I know that guy's face too. I'll know who he is. I could point him out in a lineup, you know?
Interesting.
But the bigger thing that happened to me this week that I really wanted to tell you about is I have been planning this the whole run of the show. So Cynthia Nixon was doing an off-Broadway play called...
How long is this run?
It closed on Sunday. So it's called The 7-Year Disappear.
Okay.
And I kept saying, like, I should go see it. It'd be fun. I haven't done, like, a new Steve video in a long time. Mm-hmm. And the goal of my Steve videos, as most know, is to find Miranda, mm-hmm. right?
Give us a little...
Where is Miranda? Miranda.
I mean, you have to, please.
You know, and Steve's the people what they want. Steve's gonna have a big year. I'm really planning for it because Che Diaz was fired. So Steve's Che's coming out. Back, you know?
Do we think there's gonna be a little resurge of
there's
the Steve?
There's gotta be. There's
right?
gotta be. Yeah.
Now Che's out of the picture. Miranda's gonna be lonely. Yeah.
You know? I mean, Miranda already has, like, they already set up some new characters, I think, for Miranda to, like, you know, hook up with, but whatever.
Classic. God, they really have her on the sex. That she's like taking care of the Sex and the City for us.
She is. Yes, she really is. Because we don't have a Samantha anymore. Oh, my God. Today on the subway, I saw Seema, the actress Sarita. I forget
what?
Her last name, but Sarita is her name. And she's like,
yes,
we go to the same agency. But I like walked into the to the subway and she was like right there. And I was like, oh, like, you know, and you just have she like whipped around. And I was like, oh, my God.
You know what? That gives me so much hope because I have not seen a single soul in the subway in almost like 8 months now. I've seen just horrible things in the subway.
Oh, I
you had
saw
a
celeb. Saw a celeb.
You had a celeb sighting in the subway. A celeb. Wow.
It was good.
Subway celeb sighting.
So anyway, the show was closing Sunday and I said to Jared, I said, you know, Jared, I buy us tickets to this play.
Yeah.
Will you film me as Steve? And I'll, you know, and Jared gets into it. He likes the performance artist in me. He really does get into it. And so we only had, like, we couldn't do any of the days last week. So we only had either Saturday or Sunday. And I was like, fuck. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, and I did, I was like, I don't want to pay that much for a ticket. And so I did the like rush. And I asked, I thought I did it for Saturday night. Find out. Whoops. She did the 2 p.m. matinee. I was like, oh my God, I can't change it. So I'm like,
you got to get yourself a matinee.
I was like, Jared, we have to go to the 2 p.m. He was like, can you double check which show you actually bought tickets
smart,
for?
Smart.
And I bought them for the matinee. So I wore like jeans and a white long sleeve shirt and I brought Steve. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going like the whole time. Yeah. All I needed was a shot with her. I didn't need to do a whole video. I was like, this will be 30 seconds, you know, after the show. We wait at the stage door. She'll come out.
It'd be perfect meeting.
Whether or not she agreed, like whether if she was like, no, like get away from me. Funny. If she was like, sure, here's an autograph.
So true. Amanda, any reaction.
Could you sign my playbill? You know,
like who the hell are you?
It was, here's the thing though. Off-Broadway theaters, you know, they're not street level stage doors. So, you know, we're in a building, we're up the stairs, we're in another section or whatever. So there's like a door and all these people are waiting there. And all of a sudden I'm dressed as Steve. I put on the costume when the lights went down.
Oh, I thought you went to the whole show in Steve.
I did, but I did it as soon as the lights went down.
Oh, I see. Wow, you're changing.
I can't. Okay. So it was like,
fucking nuts.
You go into the theater. First of all, I go into the theater, you know, it wasn't packed. So I had an empty seat next to me. So I was like, okay, perfect. I put my bag there. Lights go down, throw the wig on. I put the flannel on top, you know, glasses. I wore my glasses to watch the play. And, but I just, cause I knew there was no intermission. It's a 90 minute show or whatever. I knew at the end, like when we clap, that was the only shot we need. We need amazing. Jared to film me clapping and say Miranda and then get Miranda bowing, right?
Right.
Bows are quick.
They are.
Right.
So I was like, we can't miss. I didn't even say Miranda during the bows and Jared, he was fucking mad at me the whole time. I was like, he's like, don't. I showed him my edit. He's like, you don't have you saying like Miranda.
Because you were so adamant to get that
I
in.
I think I was just so like, oh my God, the bows, the glasses, go, go, go. And then I was like, wow, she's amazing. Who knew a lawyer could act, you know? Although they say lawyers are the best performers.
Wait, what is everyone around you doing? Does anybody see you around?
Probably, but they didn't say anything.
Wait, do you got good audio? I feel like you need to get mic'd up for this with all the clapping
around.
I had
okay audio. But so wait, then we go out. It's a very intimate, it's a small theater and it's in a building. So there's a whole crowd of people. I'm standing there, Steve. I'm like pointing to the things and like filming. And a whole group, someone comes out with a headset and they bring a whole group back through the door. And I was like, oh, fuck. Like, she's not going to come out if her guests are going in, you know?
Right, right.
So I'm sitting there where it's like 20 minutes. We shot a couple things. There's like five other people like lingering, you know?
Right.
Then person with headset comes out. I'm in full Steve garb at this point. And he's like, hey, because he saw us waiting there and like filming. He goes, are you guys Cynthia's friends?
You better have said yes.
No. And I had that moment where I was like, don't get arrested, Anna. Like, this isn't, like, it's not worth it.
How would you have gotten arrested? Awesome. It was a miscommunication on the security guard's front.
I guess, but it was, like, a young PA, I'd say, not security guard. And
well,
I was
then,
like,
it's not your problem.
So I go, no, but, in my voice, like, not Steve. Yeah. You know, I go, no, but, like, do you know if she's going to come out and, like, see people? And he was like, she comes out sometimes, so she might. And I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Jared's like, Anna, we've waited here like 25 minutes. Like,
wow.
And there was like no one left. And so I finally was like, all right, I guess. He goes, this is good.
Guess we're going to.
Jared's like, this is good because Steve's journey continues because you didn't meet her.
Ooh.
But do you know how many people like commented or like messaged? They're like, I can't believe you went like that to the show,
to the show.
And you didn't fucking meet her.
No, but this, you're just going to put on the screen to be continued, dot, dot, dot.
I mean, the video was going to be put it to be continued because I just sort of, Jared made me feel like, no, it's fine. I didn't expect you to meet her. I was like, what?
You
I
did?
What do you think
What do you mean, Jared? You had no hope?
He was really like trying to, because I think he knew I was going to be disappointed if I didn't meet her. And so he, from before the show started, was like, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine. Anyway, the show was great. She was great. She's a good actress. She plays all these different roles. It's her and Taylor Trench, I believe is his name. He used to be a Dear Evan Hansen. And they play, it's the two of them the whole time. And they play a billion roles. Yeah. And they're in like black, like, you know, like jumpsuits so like they can play multiple characters. They have like props, you know, like, but it's very,
very cool. What kind of character are the, all the characters like coincide with each other or are they all different segments?
It's funny because it's called, you'll love this. It's called The 7 Year Disappear. It's about a performance artist and for her piece, and he plays her son, and for her big art piece, she disappears for 7 years and people think she's like missing or whatever. And then she comes back and is like, no, this is part of it. Like, we're going to just talk about it on stage. Like what happened in my life. And I was like, oh my God, this is about performance art. Here I am in a fucking wig at a Cynthia Nixon play.
You know, just living out the art.
It was very artsy. And there was a moment in the play, you'll love this. There's a moment in the play where it's like, you know, they like, kind of, they don't break the fourth wall, but they kind of like, you know, do something as if we are the audience and the audience that's supposed to be at the art show. And she's like, lift the house lights. And I look at Jared and I just like sink into my seat. Like no one knows, right? Like no one knows who I am.
She stops the show to point you out. Like I hear there's a Steve in the house.
I could have sworn she saw me. It was a small theater. There's no way.
Wow.
And then she was probably like, can you make sure those people in the lobby are gone?
Security. Security calling you guys out.
It'll happen, right? I'm going to meet her.
No, I agree with what Jared said, that the story continues, and now we're just leaving everybody on a cliffhanger. Like, when will Steve?
I didn't want to lie and go backstage and have her be like, I don't know these people. That wouldn't have been good for the video, you know?
I mean, yeah, you're right. You're right.
I really wanted her to come out and be like, Amanda, I think you were amazing. Can I get an autograph? That's all I wanted. Anyway, we need to take a break, but Steve will live on. That's all we know.
To be continued.
TBC, bitch.
Thank God Anna looks great in every hat, you guys.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. How could I forget?
How can we forget? I'm gonna give us a little.
If only I was as confident in my hat wearing as I was about career, you know.
You are confident. I'm giving a little Neo.
You're giving, yeah, something.
I'm giving side eye. It doesn't work with the bun, you know.
Okay, ready?
Okay.
Are we coming back? Me or you?
I thought we've been back.
You're back.
We're back? Wait, I didn't know. I thought we were like, what topic should we come back with?
I introed with this ain't Texas.
And then we threw the hats.
I thought that was a dress rehearsal.
I think it's great for the great for the YouTube.
I thought it was a dress rehearsal. And then we were like, oh, let's do hats. Okay, should we start the podcast again? Like what?
Anna, we're in this. And this I know, hold up. Okay, so tell me your thoughts. Are you into Beyonce?
Cowboy Carter
and the Cowboy Core?
I gotta be honest. I'm into it. I like it. I love the Miley song.
Yes.
I love that Dolly like has like handed the baton and been like, go ahead, go forth. I really think it's good. It's not my favorite album ever. You know what I mean? Like, and I think it's interesting to see all the people on TikTok be like, well, it is not my favorite Beyonce album. And I'm like, yeah, no shit. It's a whole other genre of music.
Right. Right.
If you've been a huge Beyonce fan from day one, like, yeah, you probably won't like it. But if you can adapt,
it's going to be different. Yeah.
Go off. Mm-hmm. Do you like it? What do you think?
I like it. Now, I'm not normally a fan of country music.
Yeah.
But I've slowly been creeping into it. And not just from this, just because there's been some other songs and I'm like, actually, this has got a really good beat to it. I'm enjoying it. And now that I'm getting older, you know, my tastes are changing. Mm. I don't always need to be listening to Diplo. So I'm enjoying it, you know?
My brain goes, couldn't tell you one Diplo song.
Well, it's because you only listen to Cher and ABBA, okay?
And Dolly Parton.
The rest of us are in.
Shania Twain.
Fisher. We're doing afters at a party at 4 a.m., you know, at a random warehouse.
I'm at home listening to Grease 2. In my doing a face mask, listening to Grease. I know how to stay young.
Doing your red light. So, yeah, no, but I'm enjoying it. And I really love just the outfits. Like, I get so excited when they're so on brand.
Yeah. How do you feel about the aesthetic of like cowboy, you know, Western culture coming back?
Give it to me. I love it.
I love
some chaps. I am obsessed with cowgirl hats, cowboy hats. You know, I think it's such a cool look.
Yeah. I'm very excited. And you know what? Coincidentally, I'm doing, you know, I sing with this band at Joe's Pub. It's the Honky Tonk Angels.
Ooh.
So it's like all the music of like the Emmylou Harris and Tammy Wynette. Yes. And so I'm doing June Carter Jack. I'm doing Jackson by
All right.
June Carter Cash.
Yes.
With Joe. I'm singing a duet with him. He's doing Johnny Cash. So it's going to be fun.
Okay,
but I get to wear my cowboy hat again. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, easy.
Absolutely. Here's my only problem with it. You know, when I just went to Kemosabe in Aspen, like the most sceniest of places.
Okay.
You get a personalized cowboy hat and it costs you upwards of like $700.
Oh my God.
It's so pricey. But like Kyle Richards goes there, Paris Hilton, the Kardashians. But my thing is, like, why is anatomy so expensive? Like, cowboy boots are $1,000.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's real leather, obviously. It's, like, crafted by an artisan.
I hear you.
But, I mean, we got to go to, like, an antique store and shop for cowboy core. That's a video.
Cowboy core?
Cowboy core in the streets of New York going and sourcing it from vintage stores.
I love that. It's going to be very expensive at the vintage stores in New York. But mm-hmm. we'll find it.
You know, but that's
maybe we tried Bushwick first.
Maybe we head over to the Bedford area.
They have good cowboy boots at the store in Bedford, like right off of Bedford, that in Williamsburg. I'm like, you guys know, like around the corner. You know what I'm talking about?
Nope. You know over there.
I'm not gonna lie. Okay. I invested in cowboy boots. I think 2 years ago.
Yeah,
I got like nice ones. Yeah. And I wear them all the time. I love
absolutely. No, it's such a cool look. It's very boho chic, but I love to like see it in the city. You
it's
know?
An investment piece.
I it
think.
Is
because they'll never go out of style. I think you can always wear a cowboy boot even when it's not, you know, Beyonce's album release and it's like kind of absolutely. The, you know, the look right now. I feel like you kind of always go back to it. So I think it's a good investment piece.
Absolutely. I was just thinking of that movie that I want to bring back a sequel. It's about the girl that works as a bartender in this really rowdy New York bar. You just walked past it.
Coyote Ugly?
Thank you.
Oh my God. Classy.
Classy. Speaking of Grease, I mean, Cowboy Ugly.
Coyote Ugly.
Yeah.
Cowboy Coyote Ugly. No, you know how
Coyote
they're doing
it? Coyote Ugly is so good.
It's
with Piper Perabo. That was her fucking.
Dude, I know how people say they love Jen Aniston. They love. Like they're
no, I bet Jared loved. Did you love Piper? She was hot in that movie.
She's hot. Yeah,
Piper
I mean that
is
it's
hot.
Yeah, I mean she's had a moment there in those early 2000s.
She was in the old Cheaper by the Dozen.
Yep.
She was the oldest sister.
Yeah.
Maybe I should name my daughter Piper.
Piper Perabo.
Piper.
It's a good name.
Once again, alliteration. I don't know why my parents didn't name me like Lena Lopez. So much hotter.
Lena.
Anything with an L, you know. So anyways, I think they should make a sequel of Coyote Ugly.
I think they might have, actually. Or
no.
They might have made a TV show of it or something. I think there have been other iterations.
Yes. Anna's definitely
You're telling
right.
me it's flopped.
I think the movie also flopped. I don't think the movie like made
okay, oh,
a
so
lot
it was
of money.
A late in life success.
Maybe. I love
like,
Coyote
define
Ugly.
Define the success. Because I don't think it was like
it
a...
Is a everybody talks
Here's
about
something
it.
Something I can't remember that I want to remember about okay. Coyote Ugly. At the end, when she sings the Leanne Rimes song.
Right.
You know, Leanne Rimes does do an appearance in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. But is Leanne singing when she sings, when she finally gets on stage and sings? Or is Piper singing Leanne's song? That's my question. I think it's Leanne and she lip syncs to Leanne Rimes, which is hilarious to think
Well, you
about.
Can't tell the difference because I'm not remembering.
I remember being it being really good and I'm like, oh my God, wait.
Piper's got pipes.
Or is it Leanne Rimes? Do you know what I'm saying? Anyway, I can look that up on my own time, but can't fight the moonlight deep in the dark. That was a song.
Did they choose the right guy for the movie though? Was he a perfect enough heartthrob?
He's hot. He's like nerdy hot.
Yeah, it was one of those. He got a good smirk about him, but he's not at the initial heartthrob that you expect.
He can't be too hot to be in that role, or else you won't buy it. You know, like
yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. He kind of has to be like a you know like an eight.
An eight? My gosh. You're calling him an eight?
What would you call him?
I can't.
You
I
brought
can't.
It up. You said, is he hot enough though to be in that movie? Your voice went up there.
Is he hot though enough? But I didn't rate him.
I don't even know who this actor is. Watch. I'm going to work with this guy one day. You know, I'm going to work with him on something. And he's going to be like, I heard your podcast resurfaced and you called me an eight?
Yeah.
Bitch.
Yeah. I think a hidden one is Mark Ruffalo or Dermot Mulroney. Those are like my hidden zaddies, but which we discovered when we did
Dermot Mulroney, hot as can be. Are you kidding?
Okay,
my best friend's wedding.
He's so hot.
So hot in that, you know,
right.
Everyone wants to be his wife
okay,
in that
so he's,
movie.
So he's already a heartthrob.
That's it's not the like plot that. Of the movie, right? Julia Roberts is like, actually, wait, he's kind of hot. I think I should just like go marry him.
Ain't that the
she's like, we've,
it really
been,
is.
We've been best friends for years.
Friends.
And now you're noticing him. We need to talk about the travesty of that movie.
In the beginning of the movie, she falls off the bed when he says he's getting married and it knocks some sense into her. And she's like, oh my God, he's hot.
But like, what a bitch. Honestly, low key a bitch. She was seen as like the sad girl.
Oh,
but
she's a
the
bad
villain.
Person in that
she
movie.
Is.
She's a bad person.
Yeah, that,
this is
yeah,
Jared's
she's
favorite
the villain
rom-com.
Of that movie.
Interesting fact. Yeah. No, I think she's such a bad person. Nobody talks about that.
My ex's favorite rom-com was Love Actually, if you want.
Why do you bring up shit about your ex in front of Jared?
In front of, he's not here.
He usually is, and he's like, he just doesn't, he pretends like not to hear it.
He doesn't care.
I think deep down.
It's been so long.
It's true. It's true.
It's gone. It's done.
So wait, I'm sorry. What, Love Actually?
Yeah, do you remember?
Christmas is all around
finally,
us.
Finally, she got it. She got it. If those, if you're just listening to this and you didn't listen to last week's episode, Dre fully butchered like the movie that song was from. And we were both like, Love Actually.
Yeah, no, it really hit me. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so out there. I'm so lost. But we're turning a new leaf because, and let me tell you, Anna loves the moon and the stars and the constellations. And I'm always wrong.
You're coming around this time.
We've got a lunar eclipse tomorrow. Actually, no, today.
A lunar eclipse.
Yeah, what's like, what is that? Does that mean rebirth?
I will say, I just heard that Mercury was in retrograde, which is not a good thing for a lot of people.
Yeah.
I forget what signs it affects the most, but I think
we just talk about this and we totally debunked that whole
theory. But, you know, but the lunar eclipse on the horizon, I don't know. I don't know. That moon's going to fuck up some people this week.
That moon.
I will say, I don't really know what is a lunar eclipse. I know you're not supposed to look directly into the sky for a solar eclipse.
It really is when the stars align. Well, not the stars, but the sun and the moon align. And so it's actually dusk in the middle of when it's supposed to be sunlight because they cross paths and the moon perfectly covers the sun.
What time is this happening?
I think at 3 in the afternoon at some point.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that sounds, I think it might be a little earlier. Schools are like closing early.
Wait, what?
Yeah, because they're saying if you're traveling on the road, you should not be because it's going to be totally like pitch black. I mean, we've had the lunar eclipse, what was it? Almost like 6-5 years ago?
Oh my God. I
think it's every 10 years.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't be on the road?
But there, I feel like the news is trying to scare people. Because it's not, it just looks dusk. You can still see.
Do you remember we had the solar eclipse like a couple years ago, like pandemic times? We had a solar eclipse and they were like, do not look directly into the sun or you'll burn your retinas, right?
I don't think you can look into this either.
I was like, fuck that. I'm looking directly into the sun. I brought 3D glasses to my roof and I said, Jared, we're doing a photo shoot. And I have all these cute photos of me and Bobby Flay wearing the 3D glasses, just basking in the sun. Saying, bring it on. We're in a fucking pandemic. You think me staring at the sky is going to ruin things right now?
Yeah.
I didn't really care.
I'm wrong about the lunar eclipse. I said that the sun goes over the moon. No, the earth is perfectly positioned between the sun and the moon.
Got it. So why does it turn to dust? Oh, because we can't see.
Earth's shadow falls upon the surface of the moon, dimming it, and sometimes turning the lunar surface a striking red over the course of a few hours. Each lunar eclipse is visible from half of Earth.
Are we on the right half?
Yeah, I think you can. I think if you go walk outside tomorrow, you'll be able to see it. Okay. And people are ordering glass, but this happens every couple of years, and people fucking go nuts over this thing.
It
lasts for like 5 seconds.
Yeah,
and then it's over.
I'm into it. You know what I'm more afraid of? Remember that movie with the wave?
Which one?
What did you just say?
Point Break.
I'm more afraid of one of those. No, like,
I'm trying to educate myself on the toller.
Like where an asteroid, like, hits the water.
Deep Impact?
Deep Impact.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I love horror movies, but that kind of movie, I'm like, damn.
It's
that
like
could
sci-fi
happen.
Horror.
That could happen.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, anyway.
This is a total solar eclipse. Why are there so many different eclipses? What's happening?
A total, not a halfie?
A total solar eclipse. Not a halfie. Nope. On April 8th, creating a celestial spectacle visible from major cities across the continent.
The pitch for it is nice. They actually like are marketing it.
It's so fun. Well. Who works for the PR of eclipses?
I don't know.
Let's get them on board.
A celestial
spectacle. I keep saying spectacular.
It sounds like Disney on ice. Spectacle. I'm ready for it.
No, it sounds like the Shen Yun.
I love it.
No PR is better than this. Is it Shen Yun?
I think so, yeah.
Then the Shen Yun. You guys know what I'm talking about, right, Mike? Shen Yun performers.
Oh, I have heard about it.
Yeah, I've seen those commercials.
They're coming to actually New York very soon.
Should we go?
Probably.
Okay.
I want to see this spectacle. The first total solar eclipse to hit the lower 48 states since August 2017. Okay, new moon phase. Like, but what does it mean, though? That's what I want to know.
The new moon phase? No, like the new moon.
So it's all change.
Basically, we're fucked. The moon's gonna fuck people up.
But we're all ready. I'm hoping that for a reset, and I'm hoping for greatness. It happens when the moon passes between the sun and the earth. People located in the center of the moon's shadow, when it hits earth, will experience a total eclipse. The sky will darken as if it were dawn or dusk.
Can't wait.
That's what it looks like. Can't wait for that.
We're going to watch it together.
It's at 2:21. Where will you be tomorrow?
2:21. Where will I be? I don't know. Honestly, couldn't tell you. What day is tomorrow?
Thursday. We're really.
I'll
we're
get
really
back to you on that.
I should have looked this up, but I just want to know what the meaning of it is, and I can't find it.
I know. I don't want to bore them. You know, we're not a science podcast. We're a sports podcast.
Obviously. Okay.
Okay. Can I talk about something that
Done with the lunar?
I'm done with the lunar.
For sure.
I'm totally done with the lunar.
We're so over the eclipse.
Roni is coming back with all of them. There was speculation that they were going to bring back the old cast of Real Housewives of New York.
Yeah.
Or new members. Or everyone was like, Jenna Lyons is not going to do another season of this show. Like, she doesn't care.
Talk about being over something. I think Jenna's over Roni.
I think she's like ready to do another season.
You do?
Yeah.
But I think she just feels like this is not happening. She already had enough press.
She's in it, though.
She is in it. She's very private, though. She didn't give us anything about her relationship.
Yeah.
And I'm like, girl, this is what it's all about.
Maybe season two.
Maybe.
We're going to get it, you know? I mean, and also, do you think Hilaria Baldwin is going to be on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
She Would needs a check.
Imagine.
Well, did you see what she posted?
No.
So, like, have we spoken since this all came out?
We haven't spoken in years.
Kyle Richards, like, said on a podcast or something, or to Alec Baldwin, like, you know, I think your wife would make for an amazing castmate.
And you know Alec took that to the stars.
She said the door is open for Beverly Hills. But all these people comment. It was like an article or whatever. All these people commented, you know, like so many people sent it to me. And I was like, I see. And
thank you.
I follow Page Six also. And so they like commented, though, like she lives in New York. Why would she do Beverly Hills? And these women will rip her to shreds if she goes on the show.
Maybe that's why Kyle wants it. So she wants somebody else to get all the bad press.
I guess. And so then.
No, but Kyle likes bad
press. So here's the thing. And I told this on the Taylor Strecker show this week. But so Hilaria then posted a photo of her in California. And it wrote, We heart Beverly Hills. And then with one of her daughters.
Okay.
But so you would think, is she there? Maybe she was there. Mm-hmm. And that's why they were talking about it. No. Because I have some inside tea. My friend from camp who lives in the fucking West Village.
Ah, camp.
Everybody
take a shot.
She texted me and was like, oh, my God, I just thought of you. I haven't talked to her in a while. And my friend texted me and goes, oh, my God, I just thought of you. I was talking to Hilaria Baldwin in the coffee shop I went to just now. And this is the same day as the Beverly Hills photo. And she was like, we were talking, she liked my dog, and she was talking about how she wants to get a dog. Are your boobs okay?
Thought there was a spider. I felt something, and I really was like, this is going to be good content. But
Oh my God.
I just felt something touch.
I just am talking about telling my story, and Dre's like, doo-doo-doo.
I thought I felt something. I got so scared.
So the Beverly Hills photo went up. So it's an old photo.
Yeah.
Because my friend saw her in a coffee shop and was talking to her about her dog for a while. And Hilaria told her, like, she wants to get a dog, but she wants to wait until her kids are older and blah, blah, blah. She's like, isn't that so funny? And I go, that is funny. But also, detective on. I was like, wait. So she just randomly posted that Beverly Hills photo. Maybe it was an Easter egg.
They love the Easter eggs, especially Hilaria. So interestingly enough, was it on the same day that she posted and then your friend saw her? Whoa.
Yes.
So it's clearly.
She wasn't in Beverly Hills this week.
Oh my gosh. Sometimes they wait. I'm classic for that. I'll take a picture and I'll post it like a week later and be like, Beverly Hills was fun.
Isn't it interesting? It came out on the day that those articles dropped about Kyle inviting her to be a housewife.
So true. I think it might be an Easter egg.
It could be an amazing addition. I would watch the shit out of that because like. How? I have so many questions.
No, I really did. I really do. But I'm excited about Roni. Now, we need to predict our characters we're going to do.
Yeah. I'm going to continue Jenna because I really like doing Jenna.
She's so fun to do. It's so easy when they have such a brand.
She's so...
The red lipstick and the quiet and the glasses and the like minimal makeup.
And she's really just, you know, I don't need to do much on this show. I'm Jenna fucking Lyons.
If I want to show up with
she's so quiet
to reunion. Yeah, she's so
I think that's why peaceful. I like doing her because it's so different from like voices I normally do.
Yeah, she's a very subdued character.
Yeah.
And then who else are you going to do?
I said I want to do Erin.
Yeah.
I think I need to do
Erin. Which is a perfect one. She's been looking so hot.
She looks great.
I mean,
so is Jessel. Jessel looks all real gorgeous. Hot.
Jessel's great,
right?
Jessel's been real. She's been all over town. She's kind of been doing the Ariana Maddox effect. She hosted that Ariana panel when they talked about, it was like the after Chicago show.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking, you know what? But Jessel does work in PR. And you know what they say about PR? Very, very connected.
Wow. That's helpful. I feel like I follow Psy the most. And she, who are you going to do?
Fun. I'm working on a Psy. And then last season, I bought kind of all did this them stuff on for here. Jessel. Yeah, that's true. I bought so many things for Jessel and then I never shot an entire anything. So Jessel's coming back for sure, for sure. And then I'm working on a Psy.
I think we need to do them together.
Yeah.
We could get a Brynn.
Easily. Brynn is so bubbly and fun. And I'm obsessed with Brynn.
Yeah.
But I need to get her. No, we could for sure do that.
Yeah.
And then Uba, she's a supermodel.
Yeah.
Kind of hard to do Uba.
I can't really do, you know, there's certain people you can't do.
Right.
Because we live in a PC world and like,
we do.
You know.
Obviously, we'd be doing it from a comedy standpoint and for a love of Roni, but
but here we are. Think it's I find it cringe when I see like comedians like do impressions of people. I'm like, oof, like. It's crossing a line. This feels wrong.
It's just really cultural appropriation. We're not a part of it, so we can't really do it. But I feel like the other characters we totally could do.
Yeah. But, you know, I can always do Steve. I think it just is somehow.
You own Steve.
Thanks. Yeah.
And here I am doing Caitlyn Jenner. I don't find it to be politically correct in the slightest.
Nope.
But I'm doing it. And I think it's just because they're so silly and we take it to such a level that it actually is not them.
They're like a joke.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Totally.
If it's a joke, it's fine. Wait, I was telling you before, Palm Royale. Anyone here watching it?
I've just seen the promos. I've seen the pictures. And I love the pastel looks.
I love the aesthetic of the show. Yeah. I said that last night. I was like, so I love fun. The look of the show, but it's boring.
I know.
I don't know. I'm like,
oh, you don't say.
I've been trying to watch it.
But what about it is boring? Because now I'm sad because I think they're doing great press for it and it's so pretty to look at.
And the cast is unfucking real.
Kristen Wiig,
Carol Burnett, Allison Janney, Ricky Martin, Laura Dern. Like the cast just goes on. Any celebrity, they're all amazing in it.
Did I miss the Ricky Martin resurgence?
Oh my God. Ricky Martin was so good in that American Horror Story, in the Versace American Horror Story. Not American Horror Story. Ryan Murphy Versace show. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? The murder of Versace. It was he was so good. He's a good actor.
Is he? But he went through that some weird, there was some things claimed about him.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm like, I don't know. Something whatever. Like he's on Palm Royale. He's on Palm Royale.
Okay, well, he's back. Regardless of whether he was canceled or not, the man's back.
Oh, whatever.
But I find the show, like, it's full of amazing actors. It's just slow. And, like, it feels...
What's the plot?
It's based on a book.
Okay.
Kristen Wiig is also an executive producer of it. The plot is this woman moves to this, you know, to Palm Beach, Florida, and wants to join this very fancy country club that only accepts you if you have X amount of dollars and you're recommended by three people and blah, blah, blah. So she's trying to get into this club. She's like trying to be a rich woman and she's not. And so she's trying to like wait out for her like husband's like distant aunt to die to take her money played by Carol Burnett. Mm. So she's not like, I'm not going to spoil anything. It's there only have been four episodes, but like, so that's all that's really happened. You know what I mean? Okay. And like, and all these women are like so rich and what's her face is in it? Shit, I forget her name. There's another big actress in it who's got a big part. And her husband is Sam Rockwell, and I hate that I remember that, but Jared said that last night, but I can't like, remember. Sam Rockwell's wife, what is her name? She's a good actress. You know her. It's like on the tip of my tongue. Mike's gonna find it.
I'm finding it.
Anyway.
Producers on the job.
Like, it's like you want it to be. You're like, I love all these actors. Mm-hmm. Why is this show not good?
That's Leslie Bibb?
Leslie Bibb. Yeah, she's amazing.
I'm not familiar with her.
You probably, if you saw her, you'd be like, oh, I know who she is.
Problem with the names. There's so many names.
I know. I'm terrible with names since COVID. I feel like it ruined
my brain. You've been fantastic.
Brain.
You just rattled off 15 names of the cast. You forgot one.
I forgot Leslie Bibb. God damn it.
Big one. Okay, so you're telling us to watch it, but don't watch it. Got it.
Watch it for the aesthetic. I'm going to continue because I want to like see if it gets better.
Right. Maybe it's a slow start, which is always a fun way to, you know, describe the show.
I usually give up by then. Yeah. But, you know, Bachelor's not on. Love is Blind isn't on. Like, what the fuck am I watching right now?
I'm personally watching Summer House in the Valley.
Wow. Okay.
I'm a big Peacock girly.
Oh my God, the basic bitch answer. Summer House and The Valley.
Summer House is The Valley so enjoyable.
Taylor told me to watch The Valley. She's like, you should watch it. It's like early Vanderpump.
It is early Vanderpump people. And I just find it so intriguing how these people, it's really, truly, once these reality stars grow up and have babies and they start living in the Valley, it's this cross between, and you know, they still, the drama's still there.
Yeah.
And now that Brittany and Jax have officially divorced or they're filed for divorce. It's good.
Okay.
You get to see it.
All right. I'll check it out. I want to watch also Vanderpump Villa on Hulu.
Yes, of course. Oh my gosh. I want to do a Lisa Vanderpump, but I have to get a little more scratchy
Lisa
with
Vanderpump.
Lisa Vanderpump.
Anywho, that's it. That's all I got for that.
The villa. And that's all on that.
Don't you love, wait, you guys, I wrote down trends. We have to break soon, but I wrote down trends, fashion trends. For this, that could be a whole bonus episode.
It was a slow news week, no? There's a new fashion trend I want to talk about, and there's a new health trend that I find interesting.
What? Do you want to come back and do it?
I want to come back and do it.
All right, she's teasing.
Wow. I'm taking a quick break.
Welcome back. We just chatted about Anna's fantastic dish that she made last night that looked so, so good.
I'm like a 5-star chef.
I don't know if you guys know this, but I cook pretty well.
I do. It's so funny because like people don't expect it of me, especially my own mother, but I'm like, I'm actually so good. I worked in fine dining for 7 years.
You did.
Like, and I was friends with all the chefs. So I like paid attention. You know what I'm saying?
I just took home a really great job perk is that when I do a sample, I get to take home the cheese and meats that we have left over.
Oh, that's cool.
Because they can't put it back on the shelf. So I just took home this absolutely amazing blue cheese. It's a super, super light blue cheese. They call it a gateway blue. So now I'm thinking every...
I was going to say, even when I ate dairy, you couldn't pay me to eat blue cheese. It's so foul to me, but gateway blue is that's gateway drug.
It's like a gateway blue. That's what they called it. And I said, I love that. I'm taking it with me. And it's actually so creamy. It doesn't have that funky mold flavor. It's Blue del Monsenicio. It's from Italy, but it's on the French border.
Okay.
Absolutely incredible. So I think what we need to do is give a rec every week of a food recipe, and I'll give a rec of a cheese or a meat that I've discovered.
Big Wig Bites, and we put it on our Instagram.
Big Wig. I mean, it's not like we don't have one already, which is Big Wig Bites.
Big Wig Bites, honey.
I can't stress this enough.
I just want to go places and take, you know.
You just want to get paid to eat.
Pretty much. I want to get paid to eat.
What a fucking life that would be.
Don't you see those accounts of people, all they do is take one bite and then they're like, I quit my job today, guys. I've got 3 million followers because I ate a slice of pizza on a camera. And I'm like, wow, I want your life.
It's unbelievable.
I'm not even making fun of them. I'm like, how the fuck did you cheated the system.
One thing I noticed is that anybody that does mukbangs or the food hauls, they all have lip filler. So watching them take a bite, it just looks so much better. Trisha Paytas, I love watching her do food mukbangs.
I can't wait to get my lips filled. I'm going to do it this year. I just need to make a little bit more money.
Here's the thing, though. I think I'm going to try a lip flip first.
Oh, no. I hate the flip.
Why?
Because I think the flip looks weird.
I think I'm going to start with a lip flip and then slowly work my way into the filler.
Oh, I'm doing just the filler.
You're just going to do full one syringe?
I'm going in.
She's just going hard on the syringe.
I'm going hard.
Okay, I agree. I just think that watching the, like a juicy bite with like those big ass lips. Yeah. What is that? It's enjoyable to watch. It's a flaw of the human brain.
See, that's all we need is lips, and then we can do the proper.
So you're telling me all we need to do is get some fake lips?
All we need is some lips, and then we can do the proper bite. Big wig bite.
Okay, we're off.
It's a bigger bite.
Off the rails.
Like I need to go to Coco Doc with my fresh lips and fucking chow into that, you know, that chicken nugget with the caviar. I'm ready for it.
Or a crumble cookie.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, I got invited. We should go on Friday. Okay, I have, it'll be a segment that we're going to do. But I got invited to a bakery. We should go. Okay.
So you're telling me to bring my vlogging camera.
Bring the vlogging.
Okay, so this all relates to food. It's called the Ozempic.
Ozempic trend, diet trend.
Okay, this is a non-medical, you know, earthy green.
This is like someone on supplement. TikTok who straight up was like, I want Ozempic, but I can't afford it, or I'm not going to be able to get prescribed it. So they decided to blend up. I think it's oats, water, lime juice, And there might be, what is it? There might be another ingredient.
Nutritional trend that is rooted in absolutely nothing. Okay, so it's half a cup rolled oats, one cup water, a dash of cinnamon, and a squeeze of lemon juice. Cinnamon.
Listen, it sounds like a nice bowl of oatmeal, but it does. It's a drink.
And then
what are we talking about here?
But you know, like the master cleanse when people were like, the master cleanse. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. If you fucking drink lime juice for 4 days, you're probably going to be skinnier. I'm sorry, but that.
Right.
The oats make you full, though. So all the TikTokers are saying that you get full off of the oats. It keeps you satiated for longer periods of time and you're not craving a snack.
Wow. That's okay. Interesting. That's why we have oatmeal for breakfast. But yeah.
True. I mean, it's basically just taking a trend that already exists, which is just oatmeal or a really substantial egg breakfast.
I love oatmeal. Do you like oatmeal?
I love oatmeal. The That's soup always breakfast. My, it really the soup true. Of breakfast.
Thank you. I mean, love oatmeal. In fact, I like
with some raisins.
Mm, yeah, I love all of it.
Fruit, I don't think you like that.
No, I didn't know where you were going because she was going like this. No, I do like raisins. I was going to say brown sugar with the raisins.
Oh, send it.
I used to love when I lived in like Union Square, I used to love Whole Foods. I love their oatmeal that they do in the hot bar in the mornings, ooh, you know?
Yes.
Some places have a good pre-made oatmeal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whole Foods had it, but it would close at 10 or 11. It would close early. And I just remember like running there.
10 p.m. is early for it to close?
No, in the morning. Like, it's a breakfast item, so they don't have it after 10 a.m. McDonald's
closing down the menu early?
That was me being like, please, do you have any more oatmeal in the back? And they're like, girl, fucking get a stove. Like,
it's like such an easy thing to make.
I know, but I loved it there. They had good toppings, whatever. Anyway,
they had a good thing going.
Anyway, I kind of want to try the oat Zempic.
We do a little oat Zempic?
I think we should try it, although doctors are saying, we don't recommend this. Fucking don't do this.
Why don't they recommend it, though?
You know.
Well, there was a ban on oat milk.
Because you're supposed to eat food.
Yeah, you're supposed to eat food. I don't think you're supposed to.
Pretty much just restricting your diet, basically.
It is. That is like the downside of Ozempic is like a lot of people are seeing it and they don't have diabetes or they're not obese or anything. And they're right. Like, wait, I want a pill. Like, my jeans are tight today. I want to lose 10 pounds.
Right.
Like, I say that all the time. Everyone probably, you know, like thinks it or says it at some point in their month or day or whatever. So they're going to come up with these fucking alternative dumb ways to be like, to lose weight, you know? Whereas I think diet and exercise are probably the things.
Yes. Probably yes. What we should start with.
Right? Eat some greens and do a fucking, you know, a cardio class. I don't know.
Get out there.
Anyway, it was interesting. Oh, the trend. What was your fashion trend that you were worried about or excited about?
The fashion trend was, the cowboy of it all, but then also
micro shorts.
The micro shorts, yeah.
I'm obsessed.
I'm
obsessed with micro shorts.
Is this new that we're talking about it? Or have short shorts always been around, but it's like the mixture of the sheer tights with it?
They're like, I think we're going to go no tights in the summer, but I think they're like underwear shorts. You know what I mean? Like, people are just straight up wearing underwear out. I've had a couple of these over the years and I've enjoyed wearing them, but now they're like in and I'm right. Like, okay, everyone's wearing it.
Tell me this. Do you see, I have a visual of this outfit. It's with Hanes underwear over black tights, a white button down shirt and a black tie and an oversized blazer.
I don't like the Hanes.
Okay, Calvin Klein's.
No, but I don't think we can wear underwear. I think it has to be like a micro short.
Tailored.
It depends on the, like, I was even thinking, like, could I wear my Skims high-waisted underwear over tights? But I think it's a little too underwear-y.
But I think maybe that's where it's leading to.
I think if it's like a different texture, like it's a knit or it has some sort of embellishment or it's a denim or it's like a, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I think the fabric is going to make or break it.
What about a nice, like a nice wool or that cross stitching that I love? I could see it.
Like anything, I think if it's straight up underwear, like, yeah, you could do it. You're very Julia Fox. She did it. Remember? Mm-hmm. She wore her like, I did a video of her in her like Calvin Klein, like whatever.
Yes.
Underwear.
I remember that. Yeah.
I don't think it's bad because those are honestly like more covering than like a thong. But I think the micro short, I think it's all about the texture.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going with that.
And like the layering that you do with it, an oversized jacket.
Yes, I like that look. Vest, or a bomber.
Yeah.
Like if you're going to wear that, I would say bomber if it's going to be straight up underwear.
So who wants to sponsor us? Because I'm ready to do a photo shoot. Done and done.
I love that. I love the photo shoot idea of us wearing straight up underwear out. I would do that in a heartbeat.
I'd do it in a heartbeat. Inspired by Julia Fox.
Okay, wait. We have a quick Kardashian little catch up. So give us one sec. Give us one Super sec. They're like banging on the door. It's annoying.
And we're back. We finally got those dumb bitches out of here so we could take over the podcast again.
Like, who are they? And why were they scheduled before us?
I don't know. I love podcasting. Did you know that, doll? I really think it's a great art.
I think you're just too excited about everything.
I just love being like a regular person, you know?
You're not regular.
Everybody without money has a podcast.
Are we like peasants right now?
Yeah, we're plebes. I heard that word this week.
Yeah, I've never heard that come out of your mouth, literally ever.
What's new with you?
Well, you're not going to give a flying fat doozy, but I'm celebrating today.
Oh, what are we? Is it? Oh, my God. Is it your birthday? I forgot.
You're such a witch.
What day is it?
It is Poosh's 5th anniversary.
Oh, celebrating.
Woo! 5 years of Poosh.
5 years wow. of Poosh. Did you see my Instagram? You haven't liked it?
I haven't seen it yet. No.
Okay.
But like, I want to just say, I'm really impressed, Courtney. This is a big moment for you. Five years. You know, that's longer than half of your sister Kimberly's relationship.
I know, that's right. She just can't get it together.
I still will say, I still don't really know what Poosh is, but I'm so proud of you for making it 5 years with anything.
Thank you. It's been a long journey. I'm just like painstakingly always working.
It's a blog.
Yeah, so it's a lifestyle blog. We do health. I don't know why you're laughing. It's so popular. This week we featured how to make a three-step smoothie.
Three steps.
Goji, matcha, and banana.
Wow. Those are three things that just that. No liquid.
Just that. We like to keep it really simple over at Poosh. And we do.
That type of drink will make you Poosh.
Security, I'm so over this lady.
It'll make you poop too.
Okay. Did you take your Vitamix today?
I took three edibles.
And are you wearing a diaper?
In the car. A diaper. Hold on.
You know, you've been doing a lot with aloe, but I think you should work with Depends.
It's funny because aloe talked about doing a leak-free legging. I said, that sounds fabulous. It really does. Finally, you can make someone older than me, obviously not me.
Obviously.
Chic, you know, if someone's leaking out, give them an aloe pant.
Yeah, you're really in need of a Depend.
You should tell Poosh to put out a pant. In case you Poosh your pants.
As much as I hate that idea, it's really funny. No, we also are doing maternity tips and sexual health information. And we're headed back to camp. I don't know if you saw, but we're all at Poosh camp right now.
I love Camp Poosh. Absolutely. You go in the desert, right? And yeah. You have like a 5-star resort in the middle of the desert.
Yeah. And we invite like all these tastemakers and we just like give away all these yummy treats.
I love that. I really do.
It's like a peace retreat. We do meditation and sound baths.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So we're just
What's
really
sound
excited
bath?
About it. You are just bathed in sounds.
Bathed in sound?
You're laying down flat and they do these like big dong drums and they're like.
Let me tell you about dong. When I lay down flat and Corey comes over, I'm very familiar with a big dong in my face.
This is why I don't invite you anywhere. Like, it's not always about sex.
You set it up, doll. You gave me the image and I just went there, you know?
It's supposed to be mindful and free of any dirty talk. So it's like, dong.
Remind me to tell her not to sing. Were you singing a song?
I was trying to.
All the small things. That's my favorite song. Wait, we have to talk about something so much more important.
What's that?
Your sister, Chloe, is a redhead.
That's more important than Poosh.
Chloe is a redhead. She did a Fabletics campaign and they said, let's do something big and bold. And she said, what about dyeing my hair red? And they said, I love it.
She does look really good as a redhead.
She does. She looks like Lindsay Lohan's sister.
Does she get her abs worked on, or are those real?
Who?
Lindsay? Chloe.
Chloe works out every day, four times a day. She looks amazing. Chloe,
she really
you
does.
Are doing amazing, sweetie. Don't let this Grinch take you down.
I just tell it like it is.
Absolutely.
So she's working with Fabletics, but what about her sports
brand?
We're
taking over the entire athleisure industry. We really are. Between Aloe, Fabletics, Skims, there's going to be nobody else. Nike, Kendall's probably going to do Nike.
Where has Kendall been?
In a tree in the backyard. Probably. Didn't she see him? She came out of the tree for Easter and she sat on the bench. That's real.
You honestly, you went too far with Easter this year. You got us all like
bunnies.
These, yeah. But they were like really rare bunnies. And I was like, what? I'm not going to do.
I found them in Indonesia. I had them caged and shipped over for Easter. I thought that was a really nice gift. You used to get chocolate when we were
poor.
Well,
last year you gave us golf carts and I loved my golf cart.
Yeah, you got a pink golf cart, light pink.
It was really a vibe.
It was so cute. It was really cute. What else was going on? Anything else in your life?
The Skims is just like doing a lot right now, and I'd like them to halt all process. They're just like doing too much. We have a bridal line. And now she's doing lingerie with lace with like that Kelsey curl.
I think it's so absolutely beautiful. Everyone wants to work with Skims. Do you know that Barack Obama is on the list? Okay. Everyone wants to work with Skims.
What are they
going to
do? Presidential hankies?
Absolutely. We're going to do what does the president wear? What does, you know, the king wear? I mean, you want to know where it.
Never mind. I was going to go darker.
You really need to see Jesus. Did you go to church on Sunday?
Church? I own a church. What do I need to go for? I am the religion, you know? My church does a lot of donations for Easter, so we took care of everything.
I'm sure.
Anyway, doll, I got a toodles.
You better poosh out of here.
I got to poosh myself out of here. I have a reservation, you know? I'm going to get, I'm getting my hands looked at.
You've got some varicose veins you need checked out.
I need a hand job.
Hand job.
Absolutely. But congrats to you. Okay. May poosh live on, whatever it is. And
happy poosh.
And we'll see you next time, dolls. Be a big wig, huh?
Seriously, be the biggest.
Get out there.
Do the damn thing.